Right, right.
We're here with Mame and Mom.
Yes.
Well, hi, Mom.
Where did you ever come from?
You're my mom, so I came from you.
Yeah, that is true. That's true.
This backhanded compliment changed your whole life.
Mame out, man.
Hello, hello. This is Emily from Mame and Mom. Happy Monday, if it's Monday when you're listening to this. Otherwise, happy day. I'm so excited about our episode this week. We actually talked to someone that is so cool. I can't even believe we got her on this podcast, truly. We met with my friend Melody, who I used to work with at my last company. She recently got into psychic and mediumship. So yeah, a bit of a trigger warning. Just we go into speaking to the dead and talking about that whole space. So if that's something that you're not into, just from up top, that's what we're going to talk about today. So interesting. We end up even talking to my grandma Mame, and it's really cool. I just want to say the stuff that we talked about with our old company is just alleged. It's our account of what happened, and just want to say that to cover ourselves. But yeah, here's the episode. I'm so excited that you're here.
We are back.
We're back. It's been a while since we recorded.
You know, Em, she's been making me work. You've been making me work overtime.
Get out. It takes me like 5 hours to edit these.
Stop it.
You took last week off by yourself.
I know.
So 2 hours versus 10 hours.
Whatever. But you're younger than me. So let's do the math here.
Get out of here.
Is that like dog years when like hours get older, hours are longer or something? Yeah. Yeah, I feel that. That makes sense.
Seriously.
Kicking him out of my house.
Well, hi, I am, or you are,
Mame.
And I am Mom. And we're back. One of my favorite things in the whole world is to do this podcast.
We have so much fun.
We really do. We are so lucky to have this. So thank you. And I get to meet wonderful people that you introduced me
like
to.
Like our guest today.
Like our guest. And I'll let you intro her.
Yeah, I'm so excited to have Melody on. Melody, actually, I used to work with Melody at my last company. As everyone knows on this podcast that's been listening, the one I got laid off from in Paris. Melody also got laid off from this company. Melody is a wonderful person. We used to work together. She specifically works in the DEI field, diversity and inclusion, and was amazing at it. We met recently in person, and I discovered that she's also a medium in her spare time, which is so cool. And we're going to talk about that today.
Woohoo!
Yeah, I'm so excited to be here. Thank you for inviting me. And also, happy almost birthday, the internet is telling me.
Yes.
Congratulations.
Thanks. Yeah, I'm a Gemini, and I think sometimes people hate that about me. I don't know. But
I'm a Virgo, so I'm basically like the most hated because we're so, so critical and annoying.
Ooh.
And awesome also, but whatever.
I don't know. I would like to do a poll of like if Virgos or Geminis are more hated. I feel like we're just hated for such different reasons.
That's very true.
What month is Virgo?
Virgo is like late August through late September.
Oh.
For outside
Virgo too. Oh, yeah.
Yeah, we're a lot. I mean, we mean well, but we're a lot.
Mom is too. Yeah.
Really?
What are you, Mom? When's your birthday?
I am an Aries, but I really should be a Pisces, but I'm an Aries. Aries are supposed to be like really headstrong leaders.
I can see it.
No, Pisces are more happy-go-lucky.
Are you on the cusp?
I must be. It's the 24th.
I can see both of those traits in you, though.
Yeah, maybe.
Are you the 24th of March?
Yeah.
Oh, you are directly on the cusp, but you're like a day or two after. That explains a lot. So you have both energies.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. Astrology for another time, but we can start.
Yes, we're going to have a class on that. That'll be fun. So you are a medium. I'm just going to jump in with this.
Yeah, dive in.
Because people are like, you know, you go to a club and someone's trying to pick you up. They're like, so what sign are you?
That's a little different, though.
But no. When you meet people, do you automatically ask them what sign they are? So in back of your mind, can you kind of like analyze them and try to figure out what
10,000%. Like for me, like someone's sign is much more informative to me than more. And well, okay. The reading I get, the energy feel I get from them is number one. Just like when you meet someone, I mean, I think we all, when we meet someone new, get that kind of, maybe we don't. I'd love to know this. Maybe we can talk about this. I know when I meet new people, I get like a very heavy energy read on them. And I have my whole life before I even like had gotten into psychic medium stuff on my own. And so I kind of assumed everyone had that. So I think between that kind of initial reaction to someone and then knowing their sign, I probably have more information than I need. Like, I'm good. Like, that's the information for me that helps me understand personality far more than like any exhibited behavior or even like your background as a person. Because I can kind of guess how you're going to react and be and like what your mind, how your mind's going to work and stuff like that. And I realize to others that sounds probably truly wild. But for me, the whole like, the astrology thing has just proven time and again to be the best sort of guess of someone's personality.
That's really cool.
Mm-hmm. And when people tell me, like, sometimes I'll know someone for a while and I won't know their astrological sign. And then when I find out, I'm like, click, 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 click. It's like when you meet someone's parents or something and everything clicks into place. Right. Yeah. It's very similar.
Yeah, it is true.
Do you all get like a read on someone when you first meet them?
Absolutely.
Yeah, so that's like a thing, right? Yeah.
I think it's a thing, but not necessarily for everybody. I think that some people are a lot more intuitive about energy and some aren't. And I think everyone has energy, but I think it, like, there's like a spectrum of how much you can feel energy, I think, as a person.
Oh, absolutely. I can hands-on, I can feel someone's energy. I can pretty much figure out them. And then, of course, well, I'm a psychotherapist, so
that helps.
A little bit of history in there, but then it all kind of clicks. And crazy me, I love anybody, doesn't matter who it is. I even a psychopath, I love them. I know it's crazy for me to say that, but I can feel where it all came from, and I don't have judgment. I just look at the human being.
Well, that's totally valid. And you just have a really big heart.
But I can feel it. Mm-hmm. I can feel it. Mm-hmm. Do you know?
Yeah, totally. I totally agree with the idea that there's like a spectrum of that energy, of your kind of like ability to feel that energy.
Yeah.
I say the same thing about the psychic mediumship stuff that I really only kind of really recently gotten into it myself. But the more I dive into that whole space, I'm like, everyone's psychic. And also the analogy I like is like, if we all went and played soccer or something together right now, some of us would be, you know, terrible. Some of us would be amazing. Some would be bad today, but if they played soccer like 3 days a week for the next month would have improved and some wouldn't. And it's the same thing with like the psychic muscle kind of. You can try to build it and some people will be naturally good and some people will never be great or whatever, but we all have it. We're somewhere on the spectrum.
100%. I mean, we only use 20% of our brains and it's like, what is the other 80% capable of? And I feel like there's so much more. I think about this a lot of like how Wi-Fi works, right? Like, in how it connects and everything. And I'm a computer engineering major. I know how that all works. But I also feel like our brains potentially could do similar stuff. And we just don't really realize that that's happening.
Truly.
I think it is doing that stuff.
Yeah.
And we don't know that it is. Yeah.
Exactly. Like waves, different. Like,
well, isn't that like twins can like read each other's minds, obviously, but like twins, or maybe they can, I don't know. But twins like know when the other one might be hurt or something. Like that's Wi-Fi. I mean, I get it. To me, like the U.S. mail is still magic. Like how a camera works is magic. So I prefer to think of Wi-Fi as magic.
Pretty much to someone that doesn't do engineering, it is magic.
Yeah. I'm a DEI person, not a, you know.
Yeah, okay.
You ever think about, I'm actually curious how what you think of this, though. I think when you're with someone for a long time, say you've been friends for however long, you know how they are about things, right? Like you've experienced them in a crisis. You know how they react. How much is that and how much is like reading energy on a person sometimes? I guess it depends on everybody, but do you ever think about that?
I mean, to some extent. So I think a lot about once I've gotten to know somebody, what my initial reaction to them was and how's it matching after the fact. What I've found in general is that if I immediately like somebody or I'm intrigued by them or I get some kind of basically like net positive read on them, that always plays out as us, you know, ending up generally being really good friends if we're at least in the same vicinity or whatever, we see each other again. If I meet someone and let's say we're like colleagues or something and I'm, you know, my initial read is like, yuck, no thank you. And then over time, we're human beings. Like we interact with the same person a lot. We're going to end up probably sympathizing, empathizing, seeing eye to eye on stuff. I'll find that that'll happen. But then eventually, they will do something or show their true self. And I'm like, see, I was right. I was right in the beginning that you're bad news. Mm-hmm. And like no amount of trickery of seeing you every day ever messed with me. And people will be like, Melody, you're so judgmental. You're a Virgo, blah, blah, blah. You're just like making. And I'm like, but I'm right.
Yeah.
I said they were bad. And now you see it. right? So it's kind of interesting.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's also like, I think a lot of people don't trust their gut instincts, mm-hmm. or when there's like a red flag presented to them, they think in their head, oh, I'm just being too much, or I'm overthinking mm-hmm. it, or this or that. But really, I think your gut instinct is usually right.
Mm-hmm. If more of us went with that, I feel like we'd probably do better for ourselves, because we're just in a like a space of overthinking, like as human beings. We're just, there's too much going on. We're thinking about everything, and we're overthinking this stuff that I really think is like on some level wired into us as like a safety measure. Mm-hmm. It's like, this is good, this is bad, green flag, mm-hmm. red flag, whatever you want to call it. And I think we've kind of too easily just bulldozed that.
Mm-hmm. It's true, like an animal instinct.
Yeah.
Right? I mean, it's the same thing. An animal knows when something's coming down the pike. What do they say? A dog can smell like miles and miles away. Mm-hmm. They're instinctually, they know what's happening. Mm-hmm. And I bet you subconsciously, we've definitely got that going on.
Evie, my dog, is very good at sensing bad dog vibes. Not good, not bad people vibes, though, which is her worst flaw. But like she goes through like strangers in the dark. I'm like, please no.
Well, Evie's different.
But with dogs, she always does know. Like, she'll avoid a dog, and then right after, I'll see it like get really aggressive with another dog. So I think that is,
she can feel the energy. I mean, it's like everything. No, that's definitely a thing. And same with like, you know, dogs towards people and stuff. Like, I've always had someone who dogs and babies are just like obsessed with. And there's literally no dog I can walk by on the street. It'll be in the middle of a crosswalk. The dog will stop and sit down because it wants to look at me. And this happens on a daily basis. Like, I walk every day. This happens all the time. And actually, when I talked to my therapist years ago about this, I just brought it up as like, oh, what's up with that? She's like, they can sense your good energy. Like, they can tell that you are good. And so they're like, what's up? Mm-hmm. And babies too. And I think, especially with human babies, I think it's something we just lose over time. Like, our brains are just like fried. You know?
Yeah, 100%.
So you've tried to gain it back and come back to that place where you can like trust your gut instinct about stuff. Because I really don't think our guts are wrong.
Yeah.
You know? Yeah.
Yeah, it's pretty 100%. Cool.
100%.
What is your take on coincidences that happen? For example, okay, this is a really wild thing that happened the other day. We haven't even talked about this yet. We'll talk about it probably on the next episode. But I got a new job. Very exciting, finally, after 3 months of interviewing. But okay. So my new manager's name is Griff. First of all, my mom has 3 dogs. One of them's name is Griff. And Griff is the one that she calls me. Also, already weird.
An accident. When I'm talking to Griff, I'm like, Kimberly, or talking to Emily, I call her Griff.
Just weird. Weird coincidence. And then I went out, like after I interviewed, I was having such great feelings about this company. I was like, oh, this is like, feels like this is like going to work out. I'm going to get a job offer. We go out and there's a special of this pizza called the Griff.
That's wild.
And then I asked the server, I said, what's in the Griff? Oh, sorry. I have a standing desk. She just touched the button. I asked the server, I said, what's in the Griff pizza? And he said, I don't know. It's a new special this week.
Okay. I love this. I have like 1,000 thoughts on this. I love it so much. So, okay. So coincidence, I just don't, it's not that I don't think coincidence is real. I don't think this type of coincidence is real. So to me, I'm saying real meaning I don't think that this is a coincidence. I think this is absolutely real. And I think that this is something that is like coming from somewhere else as repeated messaging to you that you've made the right choice and done the right thing. So coincidence to me implies like an accident or like, oh, how funny that happened.
Yeah.
In sort of a way that makes it seem like something you can brush off. But to me, it's not coincidence at all. This is a design. This is a, like people talk about signs. To me, this is a sign that you've aligned properly, whether it's like, you know, people think of these all different ways, but spirit guides, guardian angels, like whatever protective power, whether you believe in that or not, that someone is just trying to show you, like, yep, you've made a great choice. Like Griff, your dog is just like you, your boss's name is Griff, and this pizza is going to be delicious and congratulations. So did you end up ordering that?
No, I didn't because I had already eaten.
Okay, but it was just there. It was there to tell you, like, hey, cool, you've made the right choice.
It was so strange. I was like, all right, well, here we go. I'm taking this job.
Oh,
like,
I love it. Well, repeated stuff is a thing. So, like, so angel numbers, I don't know if you know about these. I'm, like, learning about them on my own a little bit now. But it's basically, like, any sequence or series of numbers that you typically it's repeated numbers like 111 or, you know, 2222 or something. But it can also just be a set of numbers that you see repeatedly in your life. Like my whole life, I've seen 1023. 1023, I just see absolutely everywhere since I was a kid. Generally, they're called angel numbers and they all have kind of different meanings. They're basically like signs. And even things like a word repeating like that, like, I mean, that can't, what, you know, if it's not a message, what is it?
Yeah. Right?
The name Griff.
Yeah.
It's very uncommon. The whole thing, I was just like, how is this happening right now?
Yeah, totally.
I don't know. That, I feel like that stuff happens to me very often. Does that ever happen to you, Mom?
Yeah.
Do you have any examples?
No.
I don't.
It does.
It's the type of thing that every time it happens to me, I'm like, I should write this down. And then I don't.
You should start taking it down. Or like I do, I take pictures on my phone of stuff. Like I saw like a license plate 222 and other stuff like that. And then you can just keep track of it and be like, oh, this is happening probably a lot more than you are realizing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Another thing that happened, and I feel like this one, someone, I told this to someone and they said it was just like the algorithm or whatever, but I don't know. Me and Farah booked our wedding venue and we had only looked at one other venue. The first one that we looked at was Kew Gardens in London. And that's like a very ritzy, fancy place. For some reason, we thought it wouldn't be expensive, but it was very expensive. So that was the only other wedding venue that we looked at in London. And then we found our wedding venue. And the day that we booked it and everything, we turned the TV on. And the ad that was on the TV was Ellie Goulding at Kew Gardens.
Oh,
isn't that weird?
That's unusual.
That stuff happens to me all the time, though. Yeah, it's very strange.
Well, it's kind of like that thing where I feel like if you've never heard of something and then you like, this happens to me, like I'll hear about it on whatever, NPR, I'll like read about, I don't listen to NPR that much, but I did when I was younger. And like, I'll learn about something that I didn't know existed. And then like 5 hours later, I hear about it again. And then 2 days later, it's coming up again. And it's not like it's a pop culture thing or something that's a really big deal. It's just like a word I didn't know or whatever. I think it's like reinforcing.
But it's like if you buy a car and now you see all the same car constantly. Is it that?
Maybe. This one, I don't know. It happened to me last night again, something. I was doing this craft project where I was making a window, but like I was painting something behind a window so it looks like it's outside. And then I was watching TV and it was specifically a contest about making curtains. And then they kept making a bunch of window puns.
Oh, that's really funny. Yeah, that's weird. I mean, like that's definitely just like, I think that's also the universe just being like, tee hee hee.
Like, making jokes to me. I'm like, cool. All right.
I like that a lot. I understand. Yeah. Yeah. No, that to me seems like there has to be some kind of subtle, like, you know, connection. Cause that's unusual, I think. Yeah.
All right. So should we do the thing?
Sure. Yeah. We can definitely try.
Okay.
Let's try to do the thing.
We'll tell the audience.
Yeah. Tell us what you've been doing, like what you're practicing, what you're working on.
Yeah, well, so
you can give the whole story too of how you got into it too. I think we didn't ask you that.
Yeah,
no, I can definitely do that. So I'll talk a little bit about work as a segue into this because it's like relevant. So
yeah, of course.
So Emily and I were coworkers in our last job, and we both got laid off like pretty much around the same time. I think sometime in March or something. So basically, I started at this particular job like last September, and it was clear from the start that I was a little bit doomed in this particular role. Potentially, I wouldn't say necessarily very specifically set up to fail, but I was not set up for success.
No.
And so I was sort of struggling, and also like the working from home, although I truly love that, it just means that like I wasn't necessarily getting a whole lot going on in the rest of my life. At some point, I was just like, I need to pursue other interests so that I have stuff going on besides having work kind of be the focus of my day. Always been interested in sort of like the psychic mediumship. Psychic piece. The mediumship we'll talk about in a minute. So psychic meaning being able to read energy, or some people think it's just like telling the future. And I think to some extent for some folks it is that. But some of it is also just being able to read current energies on people and figuring out what's going on with them now and sort of like some of the stuff surrounding them and whether they need like help with a next step on a question in their life and things like that. So I always thought that was cool. And there was precedent that like my father and sister, though they'll fervently deny it, both have psychic ability that's much more obvious than mine. And psychic ability is very much known to be, you know, like many things, genetic. Like I said, I think everyone's psychic, but some people are just have more access to it. So my sister and father kind of have more access to it. So I was like, well, I'm interested in this. And there's this really, there's like some psychics I follow on Instagram and animal communicators and things like that. So I saw one of them like pipe in with a class that she was offering on how to hone your psychic skills. And I was like, you know, it's five sessions. Like, worst comes to worst, I've been entertained for 5 hours, right? Mm-hmm. And if something comes of it, like, cool, maybe I really do have some skill I can hone through this practice and things like that. So I went ahead and signed up for the class. It started in, like, January, I think, this year, 2023. And immediately, I was, like, terrified. I was just like, what have I gotten myself into? But the good part was that the teacher was so awesome. She came into the class like with a PowerPoint that first day, talking about like different types of psychic connection and how you can get there and like clairvoyance versus clairaudience and all this other stuff. And I was like, okay, this is my kind of girl. Like, she's organized. She knows what's going on here. And we immediately had to practice and do all this stuff with like these strangers on the internet. It was like maybe, I don't know, 5 or 10 of us. It was fascinating. I just, from the beginning, I was very unsure if I had the talent. And by the end of the 5th class, I was like, there's no denying that not only can I do psychic stuff, but I also, interestingly, which I was not aware of at all, can do mediumship, which I didn't know was part of the class. And mediumship is essentially communicating with those who have passed, or much more crassly, dead people. And so it ended up being in like the 3rd session of the class, we tried to do mediumship, and it came to me pretty naturally. Something that hilariously for me was when she was like, we're going to do mediumship. I was like, I believe that we can see people's futures, but I really don't think we can talk to the dead. That was my like boundary. But yeah, absolutely. We can. And I have. And I can speak with those who have passed who are human and people's pets. And I've talked to upwards of 50 people and pets who have passed in the last few months since I started doing this. Yeah, I had a big monologue just now, but that's sort of the core of it. And then I can certainly get into like what it looks like for me or how it feels and all that stuff before we try it.
I think we should just try it and let's then talk about that after.
Yeah,
that sounds great.
Yeah, let's do it.
So what I'll ask of you is a couple things. So I don't like to know anything about who I'm connecting with in terms of like any details, because then to me, I'm not sure that like I'd much rather know nothing. That way I know anything I'm getting is actually coming from them. Mm-hmm. What helps me up front is to know either what the relationship of the person is to you or their name, just like a first name. And then I think I had asked you to have a picture on hand that does help me enhance the connection. So is there someone in particular that you wanted to connect with? Is this for both of you or for one of you?
Mm-hmm. It's for both of us, actually. Well, we won't give any other you don't want any context, right?
I don't need context. Yeah, not yet.
So yeah, it's my mom's mom and my grandma.
Okay, awesome. All right, give me a second.
You want her name, right?
I don't need her name right now. I won't come up with it myself, but I will ask you for it at some point.
Okay.
Just give me a sec.
Okay.
And does she go by, did she go by grandma, or does she prefer her first name, or does she have, was she like Nana or something like that?
She was Grandma Mame. Mm-hmm.
Grandma Mame. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Oh boy. Yeah, she's here. Oh, she is like a riot. Okay, so I have a small woman. I see her as like I would say she's petite-ish. Like I would say she's not particularly tall. Very big personality. Like mm-hmm. I'm getting just waves of personality coming off of her in a good way. She's very spicy. She's pointing her finger a lot. She's like, "What? Did she move her hands a lot? She's giving me a lot of hand motions."
No, she danced a lot. Danced a lot. Yeah, I don't know.
Yeah, she's in motion. So she's pointing at the two of you. She's kind of like, just like, "Oh, hey." Like I feel like it would be almost the way if you visited her after not seeing her for a long time in real life, and she'd just be like, "It took you a while to get here. What were you up to?" She's giving me like one of these. She's sassing you. She's very fun though, but it's like in a kind-hearted way. It's not like she's not mad. She thinks this is cool and interesting. And what was her, so her first name was Mame, right? Is that her first name? Okay. Okay. Yeah. So I see her as like relatively small. How tall would you say she was?
Tiny. 5'1".
Yeah. I see a very, very petite woman. But she's very like vivacious, like physically as well. Like I don't see her having needed so a little bit of background is like I see her without any kind of walking, like I don't think she needed like a walker or anything. Was she mobile? Mm-hmm. Okay. Yeah, so sometimes what happens is people will come forward and she doesn't have this, but I'll sometimes see someone like with a cane, but they're not using it because when people have passed, they don't need that stuff anymore. There's no like disease or pain or addiction. There's nothing going on the other side. Like you're just dead. You're there, but you're hanging out. I don't really know what they're doing when they're not talking to me, to be honest. Like, I couldn't even tell you if there's a heaven or whatever, but I do know that they come forward. And a lot of times if they had like a wheelchair or something, they'll like float forward, but they're not, they don't need it, right? They're just used to it. But she's walking. Like, I didn't get any sense that she ever needed anything. Do you want to show me her picture?
Yeah.
Okay. Oh, yeah. Oh, my God. She's spicy as heck. Okay. This is helpful. She's giving me like a New York accent or like some kind of regional accent. Did she have a regional accent?
She's from, she's from Newfoundland.
Newfoundland, Canada.
Oh, okay. Okay. Yeah, she said, is Newfoundland, okay, this is going to sound, I can't believe I don't know my geography. Is Newfoundland an island?
Yes.
Okay, because she said to me island, and I was like, what? So I thought Long Island, because I heard regional accent and island, but I didn't know, so Newfoundland, okay. So is there anything specific you want to ask her? If not, I can just, what I try to do on my own is kind of ask general questions about, to assess like personality, but sometimes I like for you all to be able to ask a question that might confirm that it's her. So it can be a very specific question if you want it to be. I'll tell you that my skills are not so highly developed that I can be like, her favorite, you know, cake was like strawberry. What? Like, I won't know that, but I can try. I can try to give you like some kind of.
I don't know. So I guess, what does she think about our podcast? Because our podcast is named Mame and Mom.
Yeah.
And it's about her. So I'm wondering how she feels about our podcast.
So honestly, she thinks it's goofy. Like, I think she doesn't really understand podcasts. She's kind of like, what are people, what is this? Like, I think there's a little bit of that. She thinks it's like, it's not like, she doesn't have like negative things to say or anything. It's more that she finds the whole idea of podcasts weird. She's like, go garden. Like, she's almost just like, go do something outside. Like, she just doesn't really get it. Yeah, it's not... She's not like mad. She thinks like if she basically like the dead generally are like happy if you're happy. So if it makes you happy, it makes her happy. But she doesn't like specifically have a lot of thoughts about it. She thinks that there's better uses of time is what I'm thinking.
Wow, that's funny.
Yeah. So the standard questions I usually try to get from dead people, although I don't like to ask them right away because I think it's rude to ask right away, is like, how did you pass, or like, how old were you, and things like that. So now that I've talked to her a little bit, I'm gonna see if I can get that from her. Just give me a second. She's kind of showing me like her chest region, but she's kind of implying like an illness more than, so I have like different parts of the body that they show me for different stuff. She's not really showing me like heart attack. She's showing me her chest though. Did she have like a really awful cough or something?
She died of COPD.
Okay. Yeah, she's giving me like a really brutal cough. So that's a lung disease, right? COPD? Mm-hmm. Well, it's pulmonary. Yeah, okay. Chronic something pulmonary. Yeah. Okay. So she's showing me that. And was that something that just made her like chronically more ill until she passed, or was, mm-hmm. okay. So it was directly from that. And then I'm getting that she, I'm trying to figure out how old she was when she passed. I feel like she had a relatively long life. So I would say she was, I'm getting like maybe like more or less 80. Was that right? Like 75 to 85? No, not quite.
She's 70. No,
68.
Oh, she was quite young then. That's interesting. Mm-hmm. She was showing me around 75. I don't know why. Truthfully, she said around 70, and usually I'm wrong, so I added some years to it. But around 70 would probably be closer if she was like 68, 69. So I think you mentioned she liked dancing, right?
Mm-hmm.
Well, I'll ask you, don't tell me what kind, but was there like a specific kind of dance that she liked to do?
No.
Just all dancing?
Yeah.
She's very like animated. Like, she has, like, there's a lot of, like, moving around. Like, usually people are just kind of standing there when they talk to me, but she's kind of moving around. Now, did her husband pass before her?
Yeah.
Was it 10 years or more between him passing and her passing?
No, John, not that long.
John was, like, Probably about five or six years.
Okay. Yeah. The reason why I said that is because the reason why I thought it might be more is I asked her about her husband and she told me he passed first. And by told, I'll explain later what I mean by told. It's just the easiest way to say it, but they don't actually tell you. So I feel that he passed before her, but I don't see him stepping forward right away. So sometimes with couples, like the husband, if there's a spouse who has passed, they'll step forward almost immediately when I ask about them. A lot of times they're, when we talk to one spirit, if they have connections on the other side, like it's a spouse, a child, whoever that they might be with, that person comes forward as well. It doesn't mean that they're like always together holding hands on the other side. It's just like regular life, I think, to some extent, where like sometimes they're together, sometimes they're not. But like the two of them next to each other, they're happy to be together. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. So they're well. I mean, I guess I should have led with that. Is the really, the good news is pretty much everyone is doing extremely well. They're pretty much like exactly how you remember them as the best case. They're not like suffering. There's, like I said, if someone was like an alcoholic, like that doesn't exist there. So that's all done. From what I understand from talking with them, there's like this period that you go through when you, after you die, or like kind of right when you pass, that I don't know what to call it. So I call it the reckoning, but it sounds more ominous than it is. I think what it is like you almost go through an overview of your own life, like at rapid speed. And it's like you kind of see the ups and downs of your own life, and especially of like your behavior and how it impacted others and how their behavior, you put yourself in their shoes for like different scenarios, both negative and positive. And for most people, that's a process that they get through just fine. They're like, oh yeah, this, that, and it really enlightens them quite a bit. And they kind of achieve what I guess we would like colloquially say is like at peace. And then they're kind of just like bumping around doing whatever they're doing on the other side. Some folks are not able to pass through that process as easily because maybe they had like a really difficult life, or they behaved really poorly in their life, or they have just like, I don't know, you know, inner demons, not literal ones, but like stuff going on that they're kind of not willing to accept that happened or that they may have done. And so they get kind of stuck. And so this stuck place, I think, I don't know much about religion. I didn't grow up religious in any way, but I would say that's almost like this gray area. And there's very few, there's not a whole lot going on there. There's not a ton of people there. I don't get that sense from your grandma and grandpa. I think they're both like doing just fine. They pass through that just fine. But there are folks who don't. They can be a little tougher to talk to. They're kind of like almost hidden. Like I can't even like see them very clearly. I can see both of your grandparents really clearly though. So, I mean, they're doing well. I feel like they're comfortable. I feel like they passed, you know, not super recently. I feel like they passed like enough years ago that with people who have recently passed, it has like a little bit of a different feeling. I feel like they've been passed for a little bit. Are there any questions you could ask just to, you know, if there's like anything confirmation wise to make sure it really is Grandma Mame or that it's her husband, or if there's anything that you want to ask them? Yeah.
I have one question for, it's kind of a funny one, but so for John specifically, my biggest memory of him was at Christmas one year, he gave me a green olive and he said it was a grape.
Rude.
And I still remember it because I hate green olives. He probably won't remember that, but maybe if he did, I don't know.
Yeah, let me see. Yeah, he's like, he seems to, okay. No, he remember, like you mentioned it, he remembers it. He's like, he's the type that just like has a chuckle about stuff like that. Like I'm getting prankster energy from both of them, but I feel like from him, it's more like a product of being around your grandma. And so he just was finding like little ways to mess with people too, just to get in on the action. Like, I don't think he's actually inherently like a prankster, but I think he just thought it would be funny, you know? And he's giving like I said, mostly from him, I get this almost like, I don't want to be too extreme, but almost like a healing energy from him. Like, I see him as this very, like, kind of, like, upstanding family man kind of guy who just, like, went to his job and did his work and made his money and provided. But then, like, actually, he's pretty radiant. So, I don't know. He's definitely gives off, like, a lot of warmth. He's not actually glowing, though. Some people are physically glowing. He's not glowing, but he gives off a lot of warmth. So my biggest things are I can get appearance usually and personality. I don't really get names, which, by the way, names, like, I know we all watch these psychic things on TV and we think every psychic's going to be like, it starts with the letter M. Like, that's actually like super rare. Like, most people can't do that. It's mostly like a question and answer thing. So with John, let me see if I can ask him how he passed away. You know, I'm not convinced this is John, but let me see.
Yeah, I'm not either.
I'm not either.
I call him John. He's a little bit like, who?
What color hair does he have?
He has like kind of sandy, I would say sandy to, he probably has like formerly blonde hair. Like, I think he might've been blonde when he was younger, and it's kind of like sandy with a little bit of golden, and it's like straight, but kind of like swooped.
Sounds about right. Yeah, that is very him.
That's John. Mm-hmm. Yeah, maybe it is him. I don't know. He's presenting like quite a bit younger, but yeah. Well, anyway, I'm sorry. I wish I were being more helpful. Also, just so you know, you can talk to them anytime you want. Like, you don't need me. They can hear you. You know what I mean? Like, I can see them and I can be like, oh, she's small with like a big sassy attitude. Like, yeah, it's cool. But at the same time, you can also talk to them anytime you want. That's the cool thing about all this is like, they can hear you. They're there. They're available. What are they doing? They're dead. They have lots of time. If you ever want to talk to them, you absolutely can. And you can also like communicate with them however you wish, like whether it's thinking something, like if you want to ask them something, you can ask them a question. And then if you want their answer, be like, hey, mom, like I want to do this thing. I don't know what to do. Can you show me a cardinal for yes? Can you show me a blue jay for no? She'll do it. She's going to do it within 2 days, right? It happens so fast. So like, give them something to work with, because they're not just going to like appear from the sky and be like, hello, my child, here is the answer you were seeking. Like, no, they need like some direction, right? So, and they, if you want to write something down to talk to them, like in a journal, if you want to speak out loud in your house to them, like they can hear you, you know? It's not going to be like having a conversation like we're having, of course, but trust me that they're there and they're available. I'm going to, unless there's something else you want to say, I'm going to say bye to them and I'll let them go.
Okay.
You good? Okay. She's cute. She called me a peach. Who calls someone a peach? Adorable.
She's a peach.
She's a peach.
John's a quiet guy. Yeah, he seems really nice though. Very kind.
Except for the olive incident.
Mm-hmm. Oh man, he was just messing with you. All right. Well, they're all clear. They're all doing whatever they're doing now. I really don't know. I wish I could tell you, like, everyone's in heaven, like watching a rainbow over a stream. I have no idea. I don't know what they're doing over there.
Yeah. Thank you for doing that.
Thank you.
Sure. Yeah. I hope it was interesting. I'm sorry if it wasn't, you know, everything you'd hoped for. I'm still learning. So
no, I think it was very really interesting. That was weird. You hit my mother right on. That was crazy.
Yeah. Your mother's fine. I mean, she came forward very strong energy. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So for more context too, my middle name is Mame after her. And it's actually her nickname. Her real name is Mary.
Oh, cute. But very nice. What was her license plate that I like, there's no way I was going to figure that out.
Oh no, it wasn't. It was a really tough one. I was just like hoping. Oh, yes, bye. It's like the Newfoundland saying. Everyone says yes, bye.
So cute. I love that. Yeah, there's no way. I really like once in a while I'll get a name or I'll get really close to a name. Yeah, I almost like one time someone was like, oh, my so-and-so like collected something. Can you tell me what it was? And I was like, I see like really small figurines like lining windowsills and bookshelves and they're round. And she was like, it was ladybugs. Like I was never going to get to ladybug, but I saw like, you know, quite a bit of other stuff. And she's like, it was on every shelf in her house and every windowsill. And I was like, okay, well, I got that part. So
yeah.
That's so cool. And also like I can talk to pets and stuff too. So that's kind of fun.
Yeah. Can you walk us through what you were talking about earlier of like the process?
Yeah, of course. Yeah. So it's different for everyone, I think, from what I've understood. And I practice weekly with a friend from class. So I get like a cool perspective on how it works for her. But for me, basically like the mediumship part is like, I picture myself kind of floating up into kind of like the sky, for lack of a better, like the night sky or something. And I'm in this, like, I would just call it like a space. It's not a room. It's just a space. I'm almost like standing on a cloud. And some people would call it like you're vibrating on a higher vibration or something. I don't feel that cool. I don't feel like I'm vibrating on any kind of vibration, but I feel like I go up and I kind of go out through the top of my head, which is like your some chakra with a fancy name that I'm not remembering. I think it's your crown chakra anyway. So you go up and I'm kind of meeting them. I think they're kind of lowering their vibration and I'm raising mine so we can talk in the middle. And then we both go back to like our respective places. And so the process is that I call forward that person. I just say like, hey, you around? And usually they come forward right away because they're excited, as excited to talk to you as you are to talk to them. And I see them the way I would see you. It's not different. You know, I see them standing there. We're talking. And when I say talking, though, it's not so much them speaking, although that does sometimes happen. It's more like hand motions, or they make me, it's almost like I'm getting an instant upload into my brain of the answer, which is called, it's claircognizance. It's like suddenly knowing.
Yeah.
So I'll ask a question and they won't move their mouth, but then in my brain is the answer. Or if I ask, how did you pass? That one's usually very physical. Like they'll show me somewhere on their body.
Mm-hmm.
Or they might show me almost like, so this is clairvoyance, is like seeing something. So I might see what you might consider like a TikTok's worth of a video clip. It'll be like 3 seconds of something happening. So in your grandma's case, she showed me herself like just hacking, coughing.
Mm-hmm.
And I could, so I was like, okay, I feel like there's something going on in the chest. Like, I don't know what it is though. It's mostly those. Once in a while, it'll be something you can hear. That doesn't happen to me as much. That's called clairaudience. And then a little less rarely for me is clairsentience, where they'll shoot like an actual physical feeling into your body. So you might feel a pain. You might feel an emotion. So for me, I mostly get that sudden knowing of claircognizance and sort of like the video clips or images of clairvoyance. So they'll answer like that. And then we kind of like do our thing. And then when we're done, I just like say, thank you so much. Bye. And then they're off to wherever they are. And I'm off to, you know, my house or wherever I am. And you just come back down into, and it's interesting for pets. It's like animals are just so much easier to talk to. Like they just, it's so straightforward. You ask them a question, they answer. It's like, there's no block. There's no, and so that's kind of fun because if you ever want to talk to a pet, I can talk to living as well as pets who have passed and like, they're just a riot. They'll just tell you stuff right away. Very, very quickly. That's all really visual for me is like with pets, like I see it through their eyes and they're usually taking me all around. Like I feel like I'm walking with them doing stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. It's really fun. They're cute. They're funny.
Mm-hmm.
I can talk to Evie whenever you want. Maybe another time.
Yeah, maybe when I bring her over.
Oh my God, it'd be so fun. Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, that would be really cool.
Yeah, I'll definitely talk to Evie. It'll be a good time.
Yeah.
I like her crossed eyes. They're so cute.
She is so funny. Oh my God.
I can't wait to meet her.
But yeah, thank you so much for all of that. That's so interesting.
Oh my gosh. Thank you for having me and talking to me about this. I always wonder, I'm like, did I do anything? I don't know. I hope they liked it.
Oh, no,
it was amazing.
I'm actually going to, do you do phone call things?
Yeah,
I'm going to do that. I want to do that sometime.
Oh, I'd love to. Yeah, absolutely. I'm still like very much in the need to practice mode. Like I have no sense of turning this into a business or something like.
Oh, really? You should.
You think so? Yeah. I don't know. Yeah. It's interesting. I definitely, right now I'm very much in like the, I would love to practice with folks. So absolutely can do phone, can do, I know this sounds bizarre, but even like on text, I've done that before with people. And the connection basically is not less if I can't see you or something. Like it's because I'm connecting with the other side. Mm-hmm. If I'm doing a psychic reading for you, it's a little better if I can, like the closer to your energy I am, so to speak, the better. So if I can, at least if you are sort of like, have opened up your energy to me, I don't even need to see you. If you're just like, yes, my energy's open, like step right into it. So even that is accomplishable quite easily over the phone. But yeah, like mm-hmm. feel free to take my number from Emily and give
me
a call.
Yeah, I will. That's really cool.
Yeah, mm-hmm. I'd be happy to. The psychic stuff's fun. It's definitely different. I don't see the future necessarily. I see much more like what you're struggling with now or what's going on around you now. And especially if you have any decisions you're trying to make or whatever. And I see more like short-term future stuff.
Mm-hmm.
So like I won't tell you in 5 years, you're going to be like a billionaire. Like I have no idea what you're going to be doing in 5 years.
Am I gonna be an actress?
Oh my god, you totally could be. You have actually, you really could.
I had an audition today.
I had my first audition today.
For what?
A commercial.
Oh my god, yes. You are giving hot mom energy. For those of you who can't see mom, she's pretty hot. I'm just letting everyone know. Good for you. Well, I really hope that works out for you. That sounds fun.
Yes. I don't know. I wonder what's going to happen. I'm just kind of falling mm-hmm. into it. That's just how, like we were saying, I think things that you push, you make happen aren't supposed to happen. But the things you don't push and happens, it's just meant to be. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Things just evolve. Like, it's just like relationships, right? Like the sort of like the more easily they happen, the more they're supposed to happen. Like if you're trying to push it, something's wrong, you know?
Yeah. Yeah, absolutely.
So I'm just wondering what's going to happen, but you don't know 5 years from now. How about like a month from now?
We can definitely do this. I think it'll take some time, but we could do this on a phone call. And then if you want, we can try recording it sometime a different time.
Yeah, absolutely. All right. Well, I think
so. We appreciate all the time you gave us.
Oh my gosh. Well, thank you so much for letting me monologue at you for a while.
Great. It was so good. Fun. Is there anywhere that you want people to find you? Do you want to share anything?
Sure. Yeah. So my sort of like middle-aged Instagram is at CelluLitterBox, which is a fun mashup of the words cellulite and litter box because I am a fat cat lady. I think it's spelled like you would imagine, Cellu then litter box. So find me on there. Hit me up if you want any free readings because right now they're free and I want to practice. So I'm very open. And that's pretty much it. I don't have Facebook and all that stuff because I am 40. I'm too old. I deleted mine. I don't have any of that stuff anymore. But absolutely come find me on Instagram. I'll be happy to talk to you.
Yeah. Thank you so much. You're so awesome. Oh
my
gosh,
it's my pleasure to talk with you both. Thanks for having me.
Of course.
Thank you.
I'll have you back sometime to talk.
Yeah, for sure.
Definitely. I have to say thank you to our sponsor.
Our sponsor, yes.
New Hampshire Made Moms. Our sponsor of all things. How can we forget about our sponsor?
You're actually wearing your shirt.
I am wearing my shirt.
Yeah. New Hampshire Made Moms is my sister's company. She makes all custom unique apparel in New Hampshire. Whatever you want. If you want your business logo on a shirt, she could do that. My mom is wearing one.
And she's adorable. And she's great. Adorable.
She's crushing it. So yeah, check her out at New Hampshire Made Moms on Instagram.
On Instagram.
All right. Love you, Mom.
Thank you. Love you too. Bye.
Hey, this is Emily from Mame and Mom. Thanks for listening to our podcast. It comes out every Monday. Music by Farad Aziz of Wiki Games. Sponsored by New Hampshire Made Moms. Write in listener questions to mameandmom@gmail.com. Us or probably one of our dogs will respond with feedback. Mame out.